Hello, and thanks for joining us for Soulpreneur Sessions. I'm your host, Yvette Luciano, helping you live your purpose, lift your platform, and leap into prosperity. If you want a career, business, and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We are thrilled to have you here. As a soulpreneur, there are many conversations in our business and life that are opportunities to practice an open mind and open heart, to explore opportunities that we have previously been closed off to. This episode is one of those conversations, a time to practice non-judgment and detaching from past thoughts and preconceived notions. Something I'm kind of ashamed to admit took me years to do. So if this topic triggers you, then the good news is that if I can come full circle and find the light opening my mind and heart to this topic, then there is certainly hope for all of us. Network marketing or multi-level marketing creates heated debates in the entrepreneurial world between those who have created beautiful businesses through it and others who, well, haven't. There are those of us who have the 80s childhood memories of neighbors' Tupperware parties or an auntie who lost a bunch of money and friends chasing the Amway dream. I even lost a friendship several years ago through being pushed into supplements during my cancer treatments that were far from appropriate, which was the real final straw for me. That's when I started to become really cynical and closed off to any friend or company that involved network marketing. Especially as I was building my own business, I was really judgmental and dismissive of anyone who has network marketing as part of theirs. I'm ashamed to admit that being judgy in this way can come a little too easy to me at times as the self-appointed integrity, authenticity, and small business police. I'm not sure how or why I had self-appointed myself that role, although it's a relief to finally retire that hat. Because over the past couple of years, I've noticed something, and you may have too, that when I get really honest with myself, I can see so many of our fellow soulpreneur teachers and students embracing network marketing in a wonderful way, with soul, with light, with love, with respect. And the second that I dropped that judgy stuff, I saw for myself what it was and what it is. Women working their butts off to create this incredible abundance for their families or to support their soul work in the world, their writing, their creativity. And they're doing this through sharing products that they really love and believe in. That's when I started to ask myself, how was this any different to the affiliate marketing that I'm really proud to do with my friends and partners, which almost all of the most successful soulpreneurs do have now as part of their businesses too? Which is when I realized that not only did I need to stop excluding these network marketing conversations from the soulpreneurs community, but I want to go a step further. I want to go deeper in to explore this myself. So that's exactly what this episode is here for, because after all, my whole mantra and goal for this year is to get more money into the hands of the light workers, particularly the mamas, particularly the creatives and the healers. And I can see that this profession is doing exactly that. I'm going to be interviewing my dear friend Tara Bliss, who in my view is an inspiring example of the new movement of network marketers doing it the right way, the light way. Tara leads thousands of women to revolutionize their physical, their emotional, and their financial health with essential oils, all whilst helping them awaken to the powerful leader that resides within. Tara was already leading an incredible career before this and is one of my personal favorite writers and the best-selling author of High, A Party Girl's Guide to Peace, and is just about to birth her new Rebels of Light project. Tara is also a fantastic speaker and a Kundalini yoga teacher. I've personally known Tara for around 5 years now, well before she started her network marketing journey. And we've definitely been on quite a journey together over the years, which you're going to hear about in a moment. Now, Tara, I'm going to be totally honest here. When you first started with network marketing a couple of years ago, I was really surprised and a little worried about you. After all that you had done to create such a respected and beautiful career as a creative, a coach, a teacher, a sought-after speaker, it was really only around a year ago when you were sadly very sick, yet supported by your network marketing, that I woke up and realized that you were really onto something. Because it's something that is always a solopreneur concern, is that financial stability and income during illness or crisis. So let's go back and talk about how your journey with network marketing began.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, awesome. Okay. So yeah, 2.5 years ago, I was really finding my rhythm in my business and it was all feeling really good and really expansive and really exciting. You know, I am still young. I just turned 30. So to have self-published my book and you, Yvette, helped me launch my speaking jam, mm-hmm. which was so beautiful. There was a lot of momentum going on. I felt like I was really talking to my people. So for me, it's never really been about how many followers do I have or how big is my tribe. It's really been about, are we connected here? Is there engagement? Are we in a conversation? And I really felt as though I was talking to my people. And that was really beautiful. By the time I got to the end of, gosh, what was it? It might have been 2013 or 14. I can't really remember. But I had written 3 books in 12 months, 2 of which I co-wrote with our beautiful friend Rach. And that was an incredible experience. But by the time I was in Japan with my husband, we were on a little holiday there snowboarding, I was fried. I was so creatively frazzled and actually kind of sad. And I think that this is something I just want to give voice to, hey, like the ups and downs of entrepreneurial life, you know, and the ebbs and flows of launching and then, you know, the despair that can come in between projects when you don't have a lot of clarity and you're not sure what's next. I was definitely feeling a lot of that. And I think that that's very normal, actually, and that that's nothing to worry about. But while I was in Japan, I was just sensing, oh, like, this is a lot, isn't it? Like this launching and then being completely uncertain and then really hustling and putting it all out there and then being so spent creatively. And there was something about that flow that wasn't sitting very well in my gut. And I can't explain what that was, but we all have that inner voice and we all have that nudge when we're like, something about this isn't quite right yet. You know, there's something here that can really change for me. And again, that's really scary because I had no idea what that was, particularly when I had that inner critic saying, what the hell are you complaining about? You know, like you are living the dream. Yeah. You know, people would give anything to have this life and to be financially sovereign and independent at like 26, 27. And yet I still had that desire for something else. I won't say something more, but it was something was missing. And so I just want to make mention here, darling, because I know that you just interviewed Evie Spencer.
Yeah.
And we just both adore her. Mm. And I started doing her lunar abundance practice and I started really working with feeling-based intention setting. And when I got really still and went inside my body, I realized that I wanted to feel really grounded and supported in my business. And for me to do that, I identified a few things that I needed. I needed structure, systems, and I wanted to really up the sisterhood. And so I decided to call that in. I didn't know what form that would take, but I was really clear on what that felt like in my body to feel, for things to feel steadier. my body wanted that, and so did my heart and my mind. And literally a matter of days later, it might have been 2, 3, 4 days later, this opportunity fell in my lap. I looked at it, and this is an opportunity, a network marketing opportunity that I wouldn't have even gazed at had it have been a week before, because I was so in that mode of, you know, in that mode of just, okay, so what's the next thing I'm going to create and what's the next thing I'm going to do? But because I got still and really identified how I wanted to feel as an entrepreneur and a woman, I was actually able to notice it. And the beautiful thing was I had already had a love affair with this particular product for years, and we'll probably touch on that. That's a really big thing. You have to have a love affair with a product if you're going to stand behind it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So that for me was really aligned. This product is aligned with my values of living creatively, living in harmony with the earth, supporting myself in self-care, having a beautiful spiritual practice. This product supports all of that for me. So it was really aligned. And then when I unpacked the business opportunity and the compensation plan, what I saw was not what I think a lot of people suspect people in network marketing see, and that's dollar signs. I think that there's a real misconception that people are in it for the dollar signs. But for me, what I saw was I saw my tribe. I saw my tribe in there. And certainly, you know, I didn't see everybody in there, but I saw a whole bunch of people, and I saw a different way for me to help. And I also saw the structure, the systems, and the sisterhood that was missing from my business before. And that feeling and that alignment and that synchronicity is why I said yes. And I bring that up because people know when network marketing is calling them, because there is a quality of synchronicity that starts to come into their life. I hear it all day long. So that's my story, and that's why I said yes and took the leap.
Yeah, so beautiful. I love also that you call it collaborative business, collaborative marketing. I love, because that is, I know, what a lot of entrepreneurs are craving, that collaboration, that almost like that camaraderie, which you can, when you really start digging into it, it's what that, you know, the solopreneurs like you that are doing it in a really beautiful way, that's one of the, you know, the most beautiful things about it is that collaborativeness, that camaraderie, that sisterhood, that, it's, which you don't quite see until you really start looking into it, which was one of the first things that really started to become really obvious to me that I'd never even thought of or never even, I didn't even know that was a part of that world. So I thought it was one of those things like, oh, you know, each app their own and you competing against all the other reps or whatever they would be called. And so that was really surprising to me. So, you know, one of the things that I really started to notice with you as your friend was that when, you know, about a year ago when I did start to sort of go, oh, wait, she does know what she's doing. And this was a really good choice and decision for her, particularly as it's really supporting her through health and health challenges and not being able to work for some time. When I started to look more closely at it and really realized, well, I don't know why I ever thought it was going to be a problem for Tara, particularly because I really loved that you never pushed me or your other friends. In fact, I feel like you really rarely ever talked about it. I remember you gifted me some beautiful oil, but I never felt like that, you know, it just felt like a beautiful gift. And I don't know, you were just kind of off doing your thing and just really leading by example and with beautiful love and beautiful light. And then I started having some of your team and people that know you sort of trickling through to my courses, and so I'd bump into them, or, you know, and then they'd tell me about their business and their business that they're building with you. And because they knew that you're a good friend of mine. And so they're always, people are always excited to tell me that. And I just, it just, that's when the light kind of started to really shine. And I was like, why was I ever worried? Like, she totally knows. She's got this. And not only does she have this, but she's also helping all these other incredible women. And then I started noticing more and more of your team or people, other people that are aligned with the same company as you or other beautiful companies coming into our Soulpreneurs course. And that's when I was like, well, I think when it comes down to it, maybe a third to almost maybe half of our students are in some way involved with some network marketing company. There's a wide range of them but interestingly, it's not actually what they're doing full time. It's what they're doing. They've actually built it as part of their business. So it's health coaches that are working, some of them with essential oils, but a lot of them also with other health products, as well as, of course, meditation teachers and yoga teachers like you bringing these beautiful products into your businesses as well. And I don't know, that's when I started to realize that I needed to open my mind up about it and because I felt like I was kind of doing them a disservice by being so negative about a part of their business, and I'm supposed to be mentoring them and coaching them, so that's when I started to really ask you a lot of questions and other people who are doing really beautiful things in the network marketing world. And that's, you know, and that's just opened up so much now for me. So let's talk about some of the biggest myths, because there are still a lot of stigma, understandably. There's still a lot of stigma and old school thoughts and beliefs around this network marketing world, which is so cool that it's going to start. But I feel like that's already dissolving so much. I know it's the same with the affiliate stuff. I remember years ago when I first started my business, and there was a little bit of that funniness about when you were doing affiliate stuff that people would go, that people would be funny about it. And now it's just like, it's just the way it is. Mm. I mean, half of the students in the Soulpreneurs School actually came through affiliates, through teachers or, you know, people who have recommended the course to them who are an affiliate, who are in a very proud affiliate. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to then, pay some of that, some of the course fee back to the teacher that sent them our way. And it's such a beautiful arrangement that myself and our affiliates are really happy with. I'm also an affiliate for, I'm very selective with who I'm an affiliate for, but I'm an affiliate for some of our Soulpreneur teachers like Abby Bernstein, as well as, of course, FMTV. But it's so funny, like, because really at the end of the day, what is the difference? Why are people so on board affiliates now and just accept that as part of our world, but not cool with the network marketing, that there's still some of that stigma?
It's really interesting, isn't it? We talk so much in this conscious community about, you know, we sit in circles with other women. We talk about the importance of collaboration rather than competition. We talk about lifting one another up and let's all rise together. And then the second that you add some financial support into that equation, as soon as, hey, oh, let's all rise together financially too, suddenly in comes this stigma. And I have always found that really fascinating, and I think we can do better than that. I think we can do better as modern day women, wide awake, conscious women who really understand and recognize that financial support is just another form of energy. It's another form of grace. It's another form of love. It's another form of support. And when that's a result of collaboration, what can be sweeter than that, you know? We need to trust. I think we need to trust ourselves and each other. We know we've all got a bullshit meter, you know, like we know when someone's standing behind something and it's not real, like, and we know when someone's just promoting something that they've never even used before. We know when someone's just promoting something because they want more likes on Instagram. Like we get that, we're intuitive women, but I think what we really need to do in terms of yes, our spiritual evolution is understand that money, dollar signs, finances, financial liberation is really part of that spiritual growth as well. And affiliate marketing has become more palatable now, I think, because it's just repetition. We see people out there doing it more and more, and we see, I think, the vibe that's been brought to that space, particularly by our feminine leaders, by the women in the field. We see that it really can be about collaboration, sisterhood, and we can feel the genuineness of that offering. And network marketing has a lot of, has many decades. Let's just get this straight. So online marketing, what's that been around for? I don't know, 15 years, maybe a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Network marketing, there are some companies that have been around since the 1910s. Like, there is a lot of baggage there.
Wow.
There is, you know, there's a lot. There's a big story that's been written about that. And, yeah, we've got some work to do, but our work shouldn't be focused on writing everything that was done wrong. Our work is just, let's just shine the light of how we want it to be in the future. And so, yep, there's always going to be people that have a bad taste in their mouth about it. There's always going to be people that question it, think it's scammy, because let's be honest, there's a light and a shadow side to everything. There is a dark side to network marketing, and that dark side will be expressed through people that are doing it in a very unconscious manner, you know, when they're not prioritizing their relationships, when they're not speaking authentically. You know, we know, and that's what I'm talking about. We know when we see that. But I just have to trust that, this is my own practice, darling, so I just have to trust that it's not my job to rewrite the story of the profession. It's my job to speak directly to my tribe and make sure that if this is something that they want to do with me, that they feel safe and empowered to do that, rather than take on that responsibility and try and clean up the whole, you know?
Totally. And I think that it is just one of those examples, as always, of just being by example. And that the more people that are rising up like you and many others in doing it a really beautiful way, that's naturally just cleaning it up anyway. Because, totally. Every part of business life, everything, there is the light, there is the dark, and it's, you know, like, if I had written off, so I've had photographers, naturopaths, oncologists, all sorts of people in different professions in my life that I've encountered that have been, you know, unethical or pushy or definitely not right for me, and we're doing their jobs in a way that really wasn't fine with me at all. But I luckily then just sort of, I didn't write off those professions. I just was like, all right, those people are not for me. But yeah. I then went to find someone else that did business and in a way that was more, and served in a way that was more aligned with me. And I feel like it's the same with network marketing. Oh my God. The amount of people that I've come across that are doing it in a group, but then now the amount of people that I've come across doing it in such a beautiful way. And I almost feel like we're coming into a time now that the people that are doing it in the right way, in this light, beautiful, love-filled, authentic, really respectful way, that they're the ones that are actually rising up now, but further into these leadership roles, into these mentoring roles. And so we're going to actually see that natural crowding out anyway, because people are just going to see that that's the way that works. And,
totally.
You know, it is very different to what we had perhaps previously thought it was. But it's the same as when you walk into an oncologist, not all oncologists, but when I walk into an oncologist these days in a modern hospital, an oncologist who's had modern training, the type of conversation that we're going to have is going to be very, very different to if you'd walked into an oncologist's office in the 80s. It's a whole other type of world. And I know it's a strange example, but I just think it's really important that we do really just have that reality of being open to the different professions changing. I don't know why network marketing is the one profession that still gets tagged, can still be tagged for stuff that that our aunts did in the 80s or that, you know, it is. One of the funny things that I heard the other day was about someone's sister who it became all very cult-like and they started going to all these meetings and not going to families' weddings and things like that. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. But people do that when they start any business. Sometimes people get just really obsessed. And I didn't really see it as that. I don't know. It's kind of, people still do just have that. I don't know if you have heard much of that in your time of like, is this a cult? Is this company that you're working with a cult? Or is this, and of course the scam, when the whole pyramid scheme and all that kind of thing. So what do you say to people who ask you that question?
I don't get asked a lot. I think probably the pyramid scheme question is the one that comes up. But the great thing about living in your truth and being vulnerable with the people that you love and care about is generally, if you have cultivated trust in your relationships, people will tend to be switched on enough to know that you're smart, like, no, you've probably not joined a cult, and I think that just comes back down to who are you in your day-to-day life, yes, you might make decisions that surprise people now and then, but network marketing, like any other area of our aspect, or any other aspect of our life, will draw in questions, experiences that really reflect our own doubts. And so for me, I guess I had people question the pyramid scheme. Like, is it a pyramid scheme? Because I was a little bit worried about that. I didn't really understand the ins and outs of that. For the most part, I came in seeing only possibility and opportunity and excitement. And so I attracted a lot of people into my team and into our family that's all the same. With the pyramid thing, what I have learned to do in that situation is to respond with a question and go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean, pyramid scheme? Because a lot of the time when people are talking about a pyramid scheme, they don't even really know what they're talking about. They don't even know what a pyramid scheme is.
I didn't at all. I was like, oh, yeah, all these pyramid schemes. And then when someone asked me, oh, what do you mean? And I was like, oh, it's like a big pyramid thing. I had no idea what I was talking about.
I know. And I would observe all this and go, wow, isn't this interesting? So in this spiritual community, we are doing so much work on our inner critic, our ego, our mean girl, whatever you want to call it. And we're really breaking down the status quo as it exists in our psyche. Like we're doing all this work around, breaking our karma and releasing our stories and creating new limitless beliefs for our life. And yet you would just still hear this societal indoctrination, like pyramid scheme. And so I was always really interested just to dig in and go, what's a pyramid scheme? And I'd get them to answer it for me. And a lot of time people would say, oh, it's when one person's on the top and they're earning all the money at the expense of all the little minions down the bottom. And, I guess my response to that would be, pyramid schemes do exist and they are illegal. But network marketing, I call it collaborative leadership. It's a legitimate, incredible, beautiful business. Whilst it may look like a triangle, anyone on my team can out-earn me if they work the business. Like if they put in the effort, anyone beneath me could out-earn me. That's what I really love about it. I get out what I put in. I get out to the extent that I support our beautiful team, Team Bliss. It's all a reflection of how much I show up for my team. And so, and that's also, we could go into that whole conversation. You could look at any organization, any nonprofit, any spiritual community. Generally, there's one person that's seemingly situated on the top, and then that would flow down, whether it starts from the CEO and then the managers. Everything looks like a pyramid, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Everything does.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And people get a bit stuck on that. But, yeah, I just like to explain that.
I love what you said about that anyone who's, you know, going to do the work and that they cannot earn you, or they cannot earn the leaders. I mean, I've worked in enough companies myself to know in my 20s to know that, that that's not possible anywhere else. But it's, yeah.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful. And really, in your team, I'm going to go back to one of the questions that comes up, and this is something that came up for me quite a lot at the time, which I can't believe I never thought of it this other way, but then I was like, oh, but I'm all about supporting local business. So, for example, if you are, you know, if you're going to team up with an essential oils company or a supplement company or a whatever else it is, that then the other local businesses that sell that are going to suffer. And I'm all about local business. Whereas, for example, the essential oil company that Tara works with sources from all around the world.
Yeah.
But what really came to me was something that really big that came to me was that the women, actually, I'm going to let you talk about the type of women that are on your team, the type of women that are doing really, really, really well in network marketing, that's something that is best for you to talk about. But I feel like, and I absolutely am about supporting local business, and don't get me wrong, I that is very important to me. But also what's really important to me is not seeing myself as, I sort of see myself, that was a bit cheesy, but as, you know, a child of the world, as a member of the world, as a global citizen. I don't see myself as, oh, I live on the Sunshine Coast. So to me, it's all about Sunshine Coast business, Sunshine Coast women, da, da, da. I actually care just as much. I don't know if this is a bad thing to say, but I care just as much about a woman in Haiti as I do about the woman that lives next door to me. I feel like, I don't know, that's a really heated conversation in itself about local business versus supporting developing countries. But I don't know, there's two questions in this. One is, if someone says to you, I'd rather support local business, or I'd rather support a small independent business down the road from me. What do you say to that?
Oh, such a good question. And I just got a bit teary as soon as you said about a woman in Haiti. I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing is, I totally honor that. Like, if someone is, just want to buy local, I actually really appreciate and honor that choice, and I get it. And so that's the first thing. Like, how beautiful to have that as one of your core values, you know? And then I guess, I'm not sure what all companies are like, but one of the reasons I get out of bed in the morning is knowing, you know, for the company that I work for, actually what's going on in terms of it being, I call it a global company with a soul of a very small business. And that's not to sway people towards a certain company at all, but I would really encourage you, if you're ever seeking out a network marketing company, is really dig into what are their philanthropic projects, because you're absolutely right. I could buy essential oils from somebody, made in Australia or something like that, and I would love that. But when we're talking about a global company with this really beautiful soul of a small business, we start to see things happen where, number one, I am a small business owner in Australia too. So are all the women on my team. And so when you're supporting a network marketing business, or when you've decided to make a purchase and purchase the product that you think will enhance your life, you are supporting Australian small business. You might be supporting 7 or 8 Australian small businesses, because that's the way that this beautiful system works. There are multiple people that benefit from you making those purchases. Not just the people doing the business, but also the suppliers and the farmers and the distillers and our beautiful people on the ground in all these developing nations across the world. So the first thing is we actually are supporting Australian business. It's really important to know that. The people that are out there sharing the products, educating, having no one turn up to their classes, having people reject them day after day, you know, people putting in that work. You know, it takes courage. It's a courageous decision. So there's that aspect. And then there's the other, the more global element in that. Yes, darling, there are people in Haiti who are drinking clean drinking water because you've made this purchase. You know, there are people, I'm still so privileged because in a few weeks I'm off to Nepal to do a sourcing trip over there to work with the communities and to help build schools. And so, what's your main value? You know, what do you really value here? And that's up to you to decide. But I know for me, I have no problem knowing that this particular company has their head office in the USA because I know how that impact is trickling out into all the beings globally.
Yeah.
So it's a very personal decision. And I really mean what I said before. I honor it. Like, I really honor when people are like, nah, I just buy local. Cool. Groovy. Let me offer you this, and if it still feels that way to you, rock on in your own fine way.
Yeah,
it's definitely something to. And most of the really good network marketing companies out there will have beautiful philanthropic arms of their business like this. So definitely tough it out and look into it.
Yeah, awesome. And in your team, who do you see do really well? Like, is it? This is what really I find really intriguing, because when I started to see an alignment between a lot of the people who are doing really well in network marketing and then they go on to do other things, you know, whether either they're a student of my course or I know them through other ways, and they start to actually flourish in all parts of their and I don't know, as a part of, I'm like, is it a confidence thing? Is it a, like, what is it? There seems to be some sort of like a bit of a common thread there. And that's why sometimes I've wondered, is network marketing actually a beautiful bridge? And I said this to my kinesiology, I was in a kinesiology session and it came up about, is it actually a bridge for a lot of women, let's say, who are, I don't know, starting a business on your own can be really, really scary, especially if you've never started a business before and all of a sudden you're, you know, creating all these products and then you're putting them out there and then, you know, you've got so many parts to working your stuff out, working your business out. And then most of the time you are alone, no matter how many friends or how much support you have, it's still like you really are out on your own, even if you have it, and even if you have a team, it still feels out on your own. And sometimes, I know many times I've been like, oh, I think I need to bring in a business partner, or I think I need to bring in, because I need to feel like we're in this together. I need to feel like I'm in this with someone else that is just as invested in this as I am. But then those kind of partnerships are, you know, really highly not encouraged, that most business partnerships in Australia, you know, end within 2 years and not on good terms. So yeah. I don't really overly encourage bringing in a business partner to your business. But that's why then when I saw this network marketing thing, it is a collaborative thing. It is how people are invested in your success more than any other form of business.
Yeah.
Going back to my question on this is really, I guess I just wanted to kind of answer the question, sorry, but about like this bridge thing of, it's almost like people who were starting with net marketing, then having some success with it, then flourishing their business and expanding their business into, you know, with their creative work or doing other events or writing or whatever it is, they seem to just ease into it. It's like they got their stuff down. Like, they kind of just ease. Mm. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Is it mindset or what is it?
So exciting. I got goosebumps in it as you're talking about it, because I'm just thinking of all these beautiful women in the team, you know, in the family. So the people that really thrive, I just want to say right from the get-go, it has very little to do with platform and social media following. Yes, they might be able to attract people in, but the people who actually thrive within the business model and turn this into something really beautiful, and I'm just going to talk about women because that's my tribe. That's who I'm talking to. They are willing. That's it. They are so willing for this to be a vehicle of personal growth. So they know that they're going to get scared. They know that they're going to face judgment. They know that they are going to feel rejected sometimes. And yet they will look me in the eye, whether that's on a webinar or on a team call or in person, and go, but none of that's going to get in my way because this is too important to me and my family. And so there is a willingness and there is a resilience and a real excitement for them to be the best person that they can be. And they see this journey, they see this business model as a way that can help them really express their magnificence. So something that I say is, and you might find this a lot too with your tribe, there are so many beautiful, heart-centered people in this world that want to make a real difference, but they perhaps haven't really identified the thing, their thing that they want to express. You know, their core offering or their life purpose. Like, these are big words and it can be overwhelming and people can stay in that lack of clarity for a while. And so what I say when I'm introducing people to this is, I really see this as a gateway to exploring your ultimate expression, because it gives people something to focus on. It gives them an opportunity to actually face adversity, which we need to do to become resilient. It gives them an opportunity to surprise and delight themselves with witnessing their own courage, you know, like, this is such beautiful stuff. And so when you have people out there that have always feared public speaking and now suddenly they're in a cafe with three people educating and teaching them about something that means a lot to them and that's really changed their lives, they get to marvel at the fact that they are watching themselves grow. Like, nothing compares to that. Like, how good does it feel when you're growing, like when you're going someplace new? And so that's why when people say, no, I'm not into network marketing, they can go, yeah, no worries, totally get it. But, oh my God, I'm so clear on my why and my vision. So who's next? And it's just so beautiful to witness that, darling. So the people that thrive are people that have a really strong why. I'm thinking about the women on my team that are mothers that were working full-time and they might have dropped down to part-time, or they might have even walked away from their jobs now because they've created a life that will support them because of their willingness to believe in their vision. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. Beautiful. Yeah, it really is. And it's gorgeous.
And then what would you say about the solopreneurs who already have a business and are starting to explore potentially bringing in network marketing, to their business? You know, because we definitely are seeing more and more that people that already have an established business or a following or, you know, a community that they're really trusted with, any word of suggestion on that or the times that you've seen that really work very well? I know that beautiful Alice Nichols, who's one of your girls, and she's, you know, she's just flying, and it's such a beautiful and inspiring thing to see. What are some words of kind of wisdom or suggestion that you have for women like that, women like when you started, that you already had your tribe and you were bringing this in, you know, and how much does it take away from your existing business? How much does it bring into your existing business as well?
That's a really good question. So I can definitely provide some comments on this, but I also want to make mention that, you know, if you've already got a business that's thriving, I trust that you know yourself enough to know how to implement. And I only say that because we need to remember how intelligent we are. Like, I can give people comments on my own journey for sure, but then I have seen other people's journeys play out entirely differently. So, you know, the first thing would be coming back to that original comment of, are you standing behind a product that you are in love with, that you would use every day? Like, if my house was on fire, my product would be one of the first things I would grab on the way out. You know, like, is there that, oh, this is, I'm just so grateful this is a part of my life. And also on the flip side, does it make sense to your existing business? Does it make sense? It might not be, it might not be totally obvious, but does it make sense a little bit? Like, does it complement it? And then, gosh, everyone is different. I have seen people on my team completely pivot from what they were once doing, and they're just such a believer in the model and in their team and in what they're creating in their culture that they just pretty much wipe their hands clean of everything else, turn around and focus on their collaborative business model. And then, you know, myself has been very different to that. My journey has been peppering this opportunity throughout my stuff, still keeping my clear message and my vibes at the forefront, and having this opportunity peppered throughout for people that want to join me. Other people make a lot more noise and they attract a lot of people, and then they also repel a lot of people. And I think that's perfect. We have to do both. We have to repel people in order to really talk to our tribe. But for me, I realized that to really get to create a sustainable business, I needed to give it some real attention. And I did that for 12 months. And in my life, that looked like the rest of my creativity. It had to sit on the side. And that was a very conscious decision that I've made. I've seen people juggle things really beautifully. But for me, in those first 12 months, I decided to really focus over here and be present and show up and learn and create stability in our team as quickly as we could. And babe, I'm so glad I did that, because then that situation was able to support me when I was unwell. So, you know, trust yourself. And if people are listening to this and they're thinking about incorporating it, let's be real, they've probably already thought of a dozen ways that they could do it. And they're feeling it out, aren't they? And they're like, I wonder if, would that work? So learn to trust yourself. Choose your pace and your speed. Don't be afraid to pivot at any moment and see where it takes you. Like right now, my attention is actually more back on my creative stuff for a while. My collaborative business over here has it's played tag, and it's like, okay, sister, I'll be right here. I'll be waiting in a few months. You go over there and do what you need to do. So it's that balance that nobody can... nobody can craft but you.
That's so good. Now, also something, I want to talk a little bit about this style of business. So on the Soulpreneur sessions, throughout the podcast, we have talked in so many different episodes about the feminine way of doing business. And I think we even discussed this a little bit with Ezzie just a couple of episodes ago as well. Now, one of the things that personally has surprised me, I would say probably the most surprising out of the whole network marketing world, has been witnessing the feminine element that is part of this style of business. Now, I noticed that through the collaboration, the sisterhood, those incredible support communities, which are unlike anything that I've ever seen in the amount of support that, for example, you and your team and your family give each other. But also something really sacred in the fact that, so I know that just like a lot of other people right now, I'm feeling very over the part of business that, and I'm so thankful to have a predominantly online business, but very over the Facebook ads, algorithms, push, hustle, that kind of I don't know, that side of business, I'm finding I'm really, really struggling to do at the moment. I'm just not feeling called. I'm so repelled by it. And which in itself is difficult, because I do accept that it is a necessary part of the online part of my business. And it brings a lot of people into our community and our school, and I'm really thankful for that. But it's really interesting that this year I just don't. The last launch that we did, I was just like, oh, if I have to have another conversation about Facebook ads, I'm going to go crazy. And just that side, I'm just using that as an example. But what I've been really craving more and more and more of is I'm feeling pulled back into where I was at the beginning of 2013 when I started my event company, when I started Earth Events. That I was feeling that at that time as well, after spending a year tinkering around on WordPress, creating my website, to blogging and all that kind of thing, I was like, I want to do events and I want to be with women and I want to hold their hand. I want to be in the same room as them. And I just felt that call to, and it's funny and it's come full circle. So I'm kind of back to that. And that's why I love, we've got lots of solopreneur events coming up and all sorts of fun things like that. But one of the things that I really have found very intriguing and very alluring and about network marketing, particularly the company that you work with, Tara, and your family, is when I went to my first live class, there was something about it that it felt kind of so ancient and so like my soul recognized it from, this is the way that we all used to do business, and come together and share things. And when a bunch of women are together, they're drinking tea and having conversations about these products that come from plants and how these beautiful products are helping each other's families and lives and emotions and moon cycles and all sorts of things, and being able to have those conversations and share in that beautiful kind of environment and space, to me that is such a beautiful feminine part of this style of a word of mouth business. And which essentially to me is network marketing. It really is, word of mouth and connections and relationships and sharing, just really sharing. And it's funny because it's so much of that, it actually doesn't feel like selling. You don't feel like you've been to a sales event. You feel like you've just been to a beautiful event that a bunch of women have been sharing together. And I don't know, there's something so special, so, so special about that. And have you, what's been your experience in the last few years of that, of getting back onto, women's lounge room floors? What's that experience been like? Because it is, I love that you brought up the point before that a lot of the people that are having a lot of success in network marketing don't actually have these huge online followings or Facebook ads some of them have a couple of hundred people on Instagram. Like these aren't necessarily, thousands of, so please, can you share a little bit more about your experience of that over the years?
So beautiful. Yeah, it's so interesting. I think for anybody that does have somewhat of a platform or a presence who is exploring this as an idea, and I know that I'm not alone in saying this, but the idea of actually popping out from behind my keyboard into people's living rooms at the beginning was a very challenging idea, because when I'm behind my keyboard and when I'm on my Instagram feed and when I'm writing blog posts, there is a real level of safe distance there where I can share my message and then that's it. I can just kind of put it out there and then scammer away. And for me, I didn't realize how much I missed that sense of connection until I actually started doing it. So I actually had to break down a few levels of ego here and be like, okay, right, so I'm just in someone's living room and we're talking about this product, and my ego took a beating over that, because that's the hubris that sometimes comes with having a level of exposure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just been one of the most magnificent journeys to have that broken down. And I see this all the time. You know, I'll be on a phone call with somebody and they might be a little bit nervous or something. And it's like, well, no, darling, I'm actually real. Like, and I love that opportunity in network marketing to break down that veil of social media and to actually connect truly either on the phone with someone or in person. It's just so beautiful. And so what I love about this is you really can create your own culture, your own family vibe, regardless of what product you're standing behind. The energy that you bring to a space can really build something very beautiful for you. So when I started teaching and educating, and like you said, it's actually just sharing stories and allowing people to have an experience. When I started doing that, I was just so in awe of the experience that other people were having. And you very quickly realize, oh, I'm just the messenger. It's not about me. Even though we hear these stories all the time, it's a saturated market, everybody knows about it. The truth is, that's not true. Like, the truth is, most people aren't using what you have to share. They aren't educated on what you have to share. They don't know the depth of experience that they can go to with perhaps the product that you stand behind. So joining back in circle as part of my business, and you really can't do that. It doesn't matter what product you stand behind. You can turn that what seems just like a transaction into a sacred experience if that's what you want to do. You don't have to, but you can. You can turn it into an experience where everybody walks away nourished. And especially when you can get to that point where it's not about just will someone buy on the day? Will there be a transaction on the day? But it's about, am I behaving in alignment with my vision and my and the culture that I want to create with my team? And if you are, this comes back to the money piece here. I guarantee you, if you are, most people will come back one day and they will buy from you. And we need to talk about that in business. Like, that's that beautiful element of being patient and focusing on the relationship and focusing on connection and following up with love and really being there for these people who, you know, will probably become your friends, let's be true, at one point or another. So goddess goodness all over the business vibes, babe. It's amazing.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful. Different, isn't it, to like, you know, like sometimes it comes up as, oh, yeah, I'm really interested in doing some network marketing, but I don't want to have to be this pushy salesperson.
Yeah, for sure.
But a big part of me feels also that conversation, that's a bit of a part of the, like, this solopreneur conversation across the board, because, you know, so often solopreneurs feel that way anyway about selling their own products, promoting their own things that they've created. So I feel like, I do feel like, you know, it really does just come down to this beautiful sharing the products that you believe in, sharing the products that, you know, and for me, one of the things I've started to explore network marketing for myself has been, well, what product do I actually wish that I had created in the first place, but someone else has created it. So I'm going to just go and share theirs because they've already created something, you know, so beautiful that I want to see in more women's hands anyway. So I'm so happy to be, you know, an advocate of that and getting that out there. But it just is really coming down to the beautiful sharing and one topic.
Can I add one thing there before you go on?
Please do. Yeah.
Coming from that beautiful organic place of sharing and then also getting over our shit about selling as well. And I think that's, you know, we don't have to go into that now, but comes back to your beautiful message. Let's get as much money into the hands of light workers as we can so that money can be distributed in a way that serves all. So that's the yin and the yang. If I am here to serve and to share and to ignite and to inspire, but I am not afraid to stand here in my power and my truth and receive an exchange of value for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Sorry, darling.
Now, we're going to talk through in a sec a couple of points, but if you are starting to become open to exploring network marketing, we're going to share some points about how you can put some criteria, that a little checklist for you when you are exploring all the different beautiful companies out there, because there are so many these days. But first of all, for those who are listening who are already involved in a network marketing company or have been involved maybe in a couple before and felt like they, you know, it didn't quite work for them, or what do you say to that? Because I mean, definitely from my perspective, I, like in all parts of my business, it's a roller coaster. Sometimes I release something and it will do really well, and sometimes I release something and it doesn't, and some projects work are a lot more successful than others. Sometimes it's about the amount of work that I put in, but sometimes I can work really hard on something and it doesn't work. I don't know. For me, I don't really know. Sometimes it's just timing. Sometimes there's just, I don't know what it is, but it's the same with everything. When I was working in the music industry, we would put the same amount of work into one album as another album for you know, a similar artist, and one would take off and one wouldn't. And they'd both be, in our view, just as an amazing album, and just as much work had been involved. So, but what?
Awesome.
What would your words of wisdom be?
Yeah. So, three things come to mind. One is perhaps you really didn't resonate with the product to the level that you need to, for this to sustain you and inspire you for decades. Like, let's just be real about that. Maybe sometimes people have partnered with companies where they really liked the idea of the lifestyle that people, like, you know, the laptop lifestyle that people promote a lot, or they liked the compensation plan, and so they're like, oh, well, if I want that, then I've got to sell this product. That's not going to get you out of bed in the morning. The second is that you may not have taken the time to really drill very deeply into your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And you just keep asking yourself that. And this why, this needs to move you. You know, this why really needs to move you. It needs to cause sensations to spring up in your body, whether that's excitement or hope or emotion or tears. Like, it needs to get you going. It has to be really considered. And then the third thing is, again, let's just keep it really real. Are your actions aligned with what you say you want? And a lot of the time, they're not. So we let our excuses get in the way. We say that we don't have time whilst we're scrolling on Facebook. We don't do the do. And so that everyone needs to just be honest with themselves about that. I know when I'm not showing up in my business, and I know the difference between when I'm resting, which is needed, and when I'm procrastinating. And so, again, that just comes back to self-awareness. Layla, it's okay. You're a very good guard dog, but it's fine. sorry, honey. So, and, you know, even for myself, I was in a little network marketing company when I was 17, which I don't even think was legal. I think you have to be 18. And if I think about that, I'm like, oh my God, it's like so unaligned. It makes me feel nauseated. Like, it's just, oh my God, I could just never be caught dead doing that anymore. I don't even know how I ended up there. But that would be my answer. Just reassess what's really happening here. Is it an alignment thing, or is it a commitment thing?
Yeah.
And then, you always can explore. There are many people who have been two or three or even four different companies until they've found their home in air commerce. So there's nothing wrong with that. Just follow your alignment.
Yeah. Awesome. Now, for the people who are, for the very first time, if you're a solopreneur listening who for the very first time is open to start exploring network marketing, now, we're not going to say any company name here or anything like that. We want this to be really independent in that way. And we definitely can't speak for other companies on whether or not they are great for you or they're aligned for you. But what we can suggest is a little checklist that I kind of created and have some things to add to that of what I believe when selecting a network marketing company, because I have recently selected one that I'm very, very, very proud to be bringing into my business. Is number one, products that you love and use and align with who you are. The business is, as Tara already spoke about. Number two is the stability and integrity of the company. And, you know, how stable are they? What's their integrity like? And do they have that, you know, a strong, beautiful, genuine, philanthropic heart and soul and work? I've spoken about also. Number three is how generous are they with their training compensation? So really looking at that, their generosity, I think, is really, really important because you are going to be working your butt off for them. So you want to say, generously looking after your training and compensation. What are their support systems like and what's their community like? Do you feel like, yep, that's your tribe, that's where you want to be, that's not only where you want to be and where you feel good, but also where you feel that your community, your customers, your clients, or your future clients and customers in other parts of your business will align with that is really your tribe. And also to find a couple of people who have had proven success with that company and talk with them, have a really open conversation with them, make sure that they're not sort of all bling-blinging you and promising you things that, you know, are saying to you, yep, you're going to be on $1 million next month and all that kind of, you know, make sure that it's realistic conversations, what was the time that it took and that the energy investment that it took for them to get to where they're at financially with the company and what work was involved and what's their experience, what's their highs, their lows. Have those really realistic conversations with them. I think that that's really, really important because that's where you're going to get the goals and where you're going to really work out is it in alignment with you. Rather than just looking at a website and just, you know, you want to be able to speak with someone that has that experience and that success. Anything else, Tara? I mean, all of that sort of ties into what you've mentioned already. Is there anything else you think if someone is looking into a network marketing opportunity, what they need to...
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. I would just say... if you can find people that are doing it, often you'll find with these companies, you can go to their website, but that only gives you kind of like a 2D insight into what's actually happening. And the reason that is because remember that these companies, their reputation is built on the people that are out there in the field, people like you and me and the millions of others across the globe. So reach out to the people, just like you said, darling, the people that are doing it. Sure, you can look at the website, but go straight to the source of where it's happening every day and talk to those. And the other thing I would just say, again, it circles back to what I said in the beginning, is really listen to the pull and the nudge and the synchronicities that are unfolding in your life, because I can honestly say that with my first 3 months of this journey, most mornings I woke up and I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. What? This wasn't part of the plan. What is going on here? But I had this other part that kept pulling me into the content, that kept pulling me into sharing. So just trust that. Really pay attention to that. Yeah.
And I hear that from everyone. There's this thing of, in those first few months. And because I'm really excited to share that. And my marketing journey, and I'm bringing in beautiful essential oils company into my business because it totally aligns. As my solopreneurs know, I bring essential oils into our events. I bring them into all parts of my business. It also ties into a lot of the training that I originally had as a health coach, yoga teacher, all the trainings that I've done, and the fact that I just use them all day, every day. So it is perfectly in alignment for me, and it's definitely my tribe. All of my girls, I mean, already so many of our solopreneur girls are already, you know, in that family and in Tara's family, which I'm now joining. So if you are listening and you want to learn more about how to join this essential oils family with myself and with Tara. So if you go to my personal website, it's not on the Soulpreneurs website, but it's on my personal website, yvetteluciano.com. So yvetteluciano.com. And if you just go to work with me, you'll see it there. And, but yeah, that it for me, that it's so in alignment, and it's so, as I've joined the family, a lot of my beautiful soulpreneurs students are already coming through going, yay, you're joining the family, this is so awesome. and that's when that's the cool confirmation as well to me of knowing that yeah, it is our tribe for sure. And nice. But also that, yeah, that of course there's that, oh, what am I doing? But then it's when your soul knows and your heart knows and just feels good and it feels right and it makes sense. It's excited about the fact that it's going to allow me to continue being more and more generous with our community and what I give for free and what I give, because it's not going to be like, oh, well, I want to give this to you for free, but I need to make money. It's like, well, I can be even more generous with even more podcasts and free trainings and all that kind of thing, because I'll be already nurturing and nourishing the business financially and in so many other ways through sharing these products, these beautiful oils that I use day in, day out. And so that's the beginning of my journey. Please come over to yvetteluciano.com if you do want to connect, and I'll jump on a call with you and talk with you more then about about it. And I can also hook you up with Tara as well. It's gonna have a chat with Tara. And so
beautiful.
That's it. We've gone a bit over, but it's such this is such an important conversation, and a conversation I'm so thankful that we've had. Tara, I can't wait to have you back on for more episodes to talk about all of the other beautiful work that you do in the world with your creativity and everything, all the parts that because obviously network marketing is just one part of what you do and how you serve so I can't wait to have you on soon. And thank you so much.
Yeah, and I just want to say really quickly, I'm so proud of everybody in this profession, whatever company, for doing this brave and beautiful work, and keep shining your light and keep changing the story, you know. And for everyone curious, you know which, just follow your gut, you know, whether it's a yes or a no, and just trust yourself, really cultivate that self-awareness and trust yourself to make a decision that's right for you. Thank you for having me, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time and joining us here for Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe for updates and share this episode with your friends. Soulpreneur Sessions are created especially for you to live your highest purpose. So please let us know what future episodes, topics, or guests would be most helpful for you. Or if you do want more info right now about the Soulpreneur courses and coaching available to you, please visit soulpreneurs.com. Or email us at team@soulpreneurs.com. We love you. Have a beautiful day, and we will catch you next time.